Roman numeral number 7. As believers in Christ, we are made full in Christ, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Colossians 2:10. And you have been made full in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. A. The Greek word translated full in verse 10 implies completion, perfection. B. Because all the fullness dwells in Christ, and because we have been put into him, we have been made full, filled with the divine riches. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. 1. All those who believe in Christ have been put into Christ. Therefore, we are identified with him and are one with him. 2. We, the believers, have been put into the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, identified with him and joined to him as our husband. Hence, we are one with him. 3. Because we are one with Christ, we partake of all that he has accomplished, obtained and attained. We inherit all that Christ has experienced and passed through, receiving all that he is and has. 4. All that he has passed through is now our history, and all that he has obtained and attained is our inheritance. 5. Result is that all that he is and all that he has belong to us, and all that he has experienced has become our history. C. We need to have full realization of what we have in Christ and to exercise faith to partake of all that is ours in Christ. D. Because this fullness is all-inclusive, it accomplishes everything for us. It fully satisfies and supplies us, and it makes us full, perfect, and complete. E. We have the all-inclusive, inexhaustible fullness that dwells in Christ bodily, and in him we are made full.